Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Today's scripture is coming from Luke 24. This is going to be the walk at Emmaus. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing to each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that indeed they'd seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow to heart to believe that all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near the village to watch, they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with him, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were our hearts not burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told him what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about Jesus, Jesus himself stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.'" These are the words of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Where Jesus said these words according to Matthew 26:29, "I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it in new with you in my Father's kingdom." Let me repeat that again. Matthew 26:29. "I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Now here we are 5 days later, 4 days later in the story of Luke, where all of a sudden Jesus approaches two disciples that were never mentioned in the entire New Testament until now. It wasn't Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It wasn't the other disciples, the beloved ones. It was none of those disciples. It was two disciples that have never been mentioned in Scripture. And then all of a sudden, you have Jesus now breaking bread with them at the very end of a long journey. And this is what he says. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and now how they had been known to them in the breaking of the bread. Wait a minute. What is Jesus saying here? "I will never do this again until I am with you in paradise. And I am going to invite you with me to this thing called communion." You have two stories here that may or may not go together, but the way that I see this is in the resurrecting power of Christ, we find life. It wasn't in something that was extraordinary. Yes, the death of Christ was absolutely extraordinary. But the way he communicated to his disciple was in the very ordinary. How many of you eat bread at least once a day, maybe? Maybe? I know some of y'all on those weird no-bread diets. But bread is this common thing, even in the Old Testament, as long as time has existed. Bread was this very common element where Jesus took this opportunity to take this very ordinary thing and said, let's just eat. Let's just eat and talk. Let's just eat and talk about life. And while we're doing this, we're going to discover things about one another and maybe about God's kingdom. He did this throughout his entire ministry. And at the very last supper of his life, he says, I won't do this again until I am in paradise, until I am in glory, until I am in kingdom. And the most important words in that verse are with you. I won't do this again until I am doing this with you. And all of a sudden, we get to the end of Luke. He walks with these two unknown disciples. And many times in our lives, we may feel unknown. That we are just this anomaly, that this thing that just doesn't really seem to matter, that we may be a cog in a system. And sometimes we find our own lives in the midst of just doing the ordinary thing, where it's just like, oh, just another Monday, another case of the Mondays. And Jesus enters into that situation to say, life, I have come to give you new life. And the disciples never recognized Jesus until he held out his hands to break the bread. What do you think the first things they saw? It wasn't his face. It may have been the piercings in his hands. And then they were like, oh my gosh. The very hands that were crucified that told us 4 days earlier that he will never do this again, he breaks the bread, and the first thing that we see is his hands breaking this bread. And he is offering it to us. The interesting thing about the end of Luke is they never take the meal. Jesus kind of just disappears. And they are so excited that they run all the way back 8 miles. That's a 16-mile journey for some of y'all who don't put that together. It was an 8-mile journey with Jesus while they're talking through Emmaus. And they ran all the way back to tell their disciples that he has come. And Jesus enters into the scene, and the very words, the very first words he says to all of his disciples gathered in that upper room is this: peace be with you. Peace be with you. Now, I don't know how you are in your life or the things that are going on or in the midst of what is bringing you here today. But I know each and every one of us needs to have that sermon in our life. Peace be with you. A peace that can be found in one of the most horrific acts called the crucifixions. And yet we are reminded by the living God that he's not going to do this act of communion again until he does it with us. And in that, we are offered new life. And today we're going to partake in this act of communion. So if those who are helping would please come forward. In the United Methodist Church, we share what is called an open table. And what that means is even if you are not a member of this church, we believe that you are seeking to have a relationship with God. And in that seeking, in that relationship, you are invited to be with Christ. I don't know what struggles you are going through. I don't know the things that are in your life. But today we can announce that God won. That God won. And in this act of communion, I ask that as you come forward to think about the things that are in your life and the areas that you need to have this word, peace. What are the areas in your life that you need to experience the peace of Christ and to maybe crucify that on the cross so that you can be raised again? Pastor John has already blessed these elements. I am not an ordained pastor. Since David is out, I'm just kind of filling in the gaps here. So since the communion elements have already been blessed, I'm going to go ahead and ask the servers to go ahead and serve each other. And we'll, if you will come forward towards the front this way and work your way around. And my prayer for you is this, is to find the things that in your life that you need peace and give those things over to God so that you, in this new day where God wins, can have victory. It's in his holy name that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. feel free to join us at our bridge service, a relaxing and rejuvenating worship experience built around soulful music and worship of Jesus Christ, Sunday mornings at 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysunc.org. Have a blessed day.